At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So something happened last week that I didn't think anybody in the golf world ever thought would happen. Anthony Kim came back to playing golf, and I was in Saudi Arabia. It was very interesting. I mean, first of all, I never thought we'd see him again, right? I mean, I never thought that we would ever see Anthony Kim playing competitive golf again. And so to see him back and to see, just kind of see him in the flesh was just, it's crazy. Because I'm a fan. I was a fan of his when he played, and, a 12-year absence. I was at the Houston Open in 2012. I was working with Ernie Els, and AK was kind of right around, the tee off times that Ernie, he was in Ernie's wave, and, I watched him warm up, watched him hit some shots on the course. He pulled out, and then that was kind of it. But it's crazy to think that he's back playing golf. I talked to him for a bit. I posted some videos of his golf swing on my Instagram, and I guess you could say they went viral because everybody picked him up and everybody was looking at him. It was a driver swing and an iron swing, and I think it's important to put into context who Anthony Kim was. I mean, there are a lot of people listening to this podcast that never saw him play, but I did. And listen, he didn't win 15, 20 times, right? But he won 3 times on the PGA Tour, won a Ryder Cup, went 3-1 in the President's Cup. Third in the Masters in 2010, fifth in the Open Championship 2011. And he was kind of a cult type hero because he was a total breaking of the mold of what everyone thought everybody on the PGA Tour was. He was this young kid, he had the AK belt with all the looked like diamonds all over it. He just had an amazing looking golf swing. And, he was young, and I think it was kind of infectious, the kind of energy that he brought. And then out of nowhere, he was just gone, and he was injured. And then there were all these rumors, and it was, over the last 12 years, it's been like Bigfoot. You would hear people say, oh man, saw AK the other day in Dallas, or saw Anthony Kim in Vegas, or saw him in Palm Springs. And then every now and again, you'd hear somebody say, man, I saw him hitting golf balls and it still looked the same. So, over the last, I'd say probably about 3-4 months, I mean, we kind of heard that there were rumors, and, he showed up on Live last week and played. And listen, he didn't play great, 76, 76, 74. He topped one, he shanked one. And there were a lot of people, I saw on social, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that say, yeah, this is why Liv's a joke that they let people like Anthony Kim, play. But you all listening need to understand that the PGA Tour was 100% trying to get Anthony Kim back on the PGA Tour. Listen, I know that. I know that for a fact. So anybody that thinks that the tour wasn't trying to get Anthony Kim to come play, unfortunately, I got news for you. They were. he chose LIV, and it'll be interesting to see what happened. But the reason why I wanted to talk about it, obviously everybody's been talking about, but the reason why I wanted to talk about it and talk about his comeback is I think it kind of blends with what a lot of you hear me talk about on the podcast all the time. I watched Anthony Kim on the driving range, and I just sat there and watched him hit balls for 20 minutes, talked to him a bit, but just watched him as a fan, as an instructor, as someone that loves golf swings. And listen, it was, I mean, I was sitting there with Pat Perez and a couple of the other players, and you know, Charles Swatzel was watching him hit balls, and he was just looking, we were just laughing, because I mean, he was asking questions. First of all, he used DJ's TrackMan, and I think this story got out, but he had no idea how to use TrackMan. I think the other thing that I in talking to AK that I found very interesting is how much the game of golf has changed since he left 12 years ago. You know, he had no idea how to use a launch monitor. He used DJ's TrackMan. We had to tell him how to set it up. We had to tell him how to normalize it. We had to tell him what numbers to put on, and he had no clue. He had no clue how to use one. He talked a lot about how much equipment has changed and how much balls have changed. So that I found very, very interesting, because I didn't really think in 12 years until, you know, I was talking to AK about it. The game has changed. I mean, and the technology has changed. I mean, the driver technology has changed. Everything has changed in the last 12 years. And I think we look at all of the advances in golf, and we kind of look at them retrospectively, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. But the game has changed in the last decade to 15 years. And Pat Perez told me a great story. He was having breakfast with AK and sitting down and talking to him. And AK said, listen, are there any rules that I need to know about that have changed? And if you think about it, 12 years ago, you were dropping the golf ball kind of shoulder height. You couldn't double hit a chip without a penalty. You couldn't tap down spike marks. And it was funny. I said, we were going through on the range, we were going through some more of the rules. And I said, you know, you can tap down spike marks. And he said, you know, it's funny. I was watching golf the other day on TV, and I saw somebody tapping down spike marks, and I was thinking, they're definitely cheating. And it was strange it was kind of like he'd come back to, you know, the planet, and obviously the planet that he's come back to is professional golf. But when you're away from it for that long, and I wasn't surprised. I thought he could do anything last week. I thought he could shoot, you know, under par. I thought he could shoot over par. But I thought 77 or 76, 76, 74 was probably about accurate. I don't know how. One of the things that Anthony said to me that he was not concerned about, but he thought that was going to be not an issue, but something that he was going to have to deal with, is he was like, I haven't walked 18 holes in 12 years. Any golf that he had been playing, he's playing in carts. And I don't think people realize that, yes, golf is not a contact sport. Everybody says, you know, it's easy, you know, it's not physical and stuff, but walking 54 holes, walking 72 holes, walking 36 holes. I mean, one of the things that amateurs always say to the tour players in pro-ams is they're amazed at how tired they are by the end of the day because of all the walking. So that was something I think AK was having to deal with for the first time in a long time. But the golf swing on the driving range looked great. I mean, it looked good. The speed, he wasn't up to full speed, but there were players watching him and they were going, I could see him shooting under par because of how good he was hitting it on the range. But that's what I wanted to talk about. And you've heard me say this before, but I think this is the best example of this that we could possibly have. What you do on the driving range has very little to almost no involvement in the outcome. It's what you do on the golf course. So AK's hitting balls. I'm watching him hit balls. Other players are watching him hit balls. And everybody's going, man, golf swing looks money. I mean, the golf swing looks great. But there is a massive difference to what your golf swing looks like on the driving range and how your golf swing performs on the golf course. And I think we saw that last week with Anthony Kim. I'm sure that he hit a lot of good shots on the range, and he hit some good shots on the golf course during the tournaments. His good shots were good shots. And that is something that I talk to all the players that I work with a lot, but I specifically, you know, probably talk more to junior golfers about this. The warm-up, your practice sessions, your practice rounds, they're just that. They're practice. And there's a big, big difference when the flag goes up, when they put give you a scorecard and a pencil, and you put it in your back pocket, and you know that every bad shot you hit is going to cost you strokes. I walked around some holes and watched Anthony play. And listen, he was rusty. I don't think he had total control over his golf ball. I don't think he 100% knew where it was going. And I think that's just because he has played no golf. He also told us when he was getting back into golf, he ordered golf clubs off the internet, because when he quit playing, he basically just gave away to his friends all his golf clubs. He didn't have any golf clubs. So I think it's going to take him some time to dial in the equipment. I think it's going to take some time to dial in his body. And I think it's going to take some time to dial in his golf swing so that he can go out on the golf course and perform and have his golf swing do what it needs to do on the golf course. But the walk, and I've said this a million times, and it's a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true. The longest walk in golf is from the driving range to the first tee. And I think that if you are trying to get better at golf, you have to ask yourself two things. Do you want to be a better practicer? Do you want to have a really good looking golf swing on the driving range and have a golf swing that everybody looks at and goes, man, he's got a beautiful looking golf swing? I mean, we can go through loads of players that have really good looking golf swings that haven't won big tournaments, that haven't performed at the highest level. And I think we're seeing that with AK. It was really cool to see him again. It was so cool to see him hit golf balls. And to watch his golf. I was always a huge, huge fan of the way he swung the golf club. So to be able to see him again hitting golf balls on a driving range was really cool. It was something, you know, special to watch it up close and to just be able to sit there for 15, 20 minutes and watch him hit balls. And everybody that was watching him hit balls would kind of walk away after watching him hit, you know, 5-10 balls and just kind of shake their head and just go, man, that looks really cool. But there is a massive, massive difference between the aesthetics of your golf swing and how your golf swing performs when you are on the golf course. And I think we saw that. I think we saw, you know, Anthony hit some wayward shots. He didn't get off to great starts. And that's something that I think everybody listening goes through in their own golf swing. In my opinion, what we saw from Anthony Kim last week was probably the closest that the rest of us are ever going to get to having somebody's game mirror ours. Meaning, didn't get off to great starts, made some big numbers, shanked some, topped some. That's what all of us do on a regular basis as well. And I think it was a unique insight to just how hard the game of golf is, and also how hard competitive professional golf is. I mean, the players make it look easy. I think there is this kind of misguided view that, yeah, it's not really that hard. But golf is hard, and golf is hard on a number of different levels. Golf is hard physically, golf is hard technically, and golf, most importantly, and probably the most important part of the game of golf, is the mental aspect of it. It's hard mentally. It's hard to stand up if you've hit a bad shot, if you've topped one, if you've shanked one, if you've rinsed one in the water, if you've snapped, hooked one out of bounds. It is very, very difficult to stand back up on the next shot and make a committed golf swing. And that is, I think, the things that I took from last week that I think are positives for AK, right? I think that you know, there were some good shots. You know, his touch wasn't great. You know, his short game wasn't great. You know, his speed was a little bit off on the putting greens. But I think this week as well in Hong Kong for AK, I think it's another opportunity for him to test and kind of gauge where he's at. And then I think what he's going to do is go home and kind of say, okay, let's make a plan. I mean, he had one of his boys caddying for him. He knows he needs to get a real caddy, someone that can help him on the golf course, someone that can, you know, shepherd him around the course. Is that a veteran? Is it a young guy? I don't know. His old caddy, Big E, he caddies Eric Larson. He caddies for Harris English now. Gary Matthews, who caddies for Waco Neiman, who's won two out of the first three LIV events, he caddied for AK in the past. So I think the caddy is going to be a big part of this. I think if Anthony can get somebody on the bag that he knows, he trusts, he likes, and that can kind of point him in the right direction, I think that's going to be big.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Obviously, he's going to need to get more command and control over his ball flights, over his trajectories, all of that stuff. And to be honest with you again, going back to what I just said, that's another example that he's human, that he's just like all of us. Like, we're all trying to get better command control over our ball flight. We're trying to hit it more solid. I think that Anthony will take these 2 weeks and depending on how he plays this, I would think that he would play better this week in Hong Kong than he played last week. A completely different type of golf course. This is much tighter. It's more tree-lined. Last week in Jeddah was desert. So if you hit it offline, you're hitting it into the desert. This week, if you hit it offline, you're hitting it in the trees. But it's a different style of golf course. The length isn't going to be that big of an issue. So, I mean, obviously, there's some really, really long hitters on LIV. Listen, there's long hitters everywhere, right? There's long hitters on the PGA Tour, DP World, wherever. But this week, I think Anthony isn't going to be so much behind the eight ball, behind the bombers. But his iron game wasn't great last week. And I think if he can go away after, you know, the first 2 weeks and really grind and kind of figure out, use these 2 weeks and say, okay, what wasn't working on the golf course? What aspect of my game wasn't working? Was it short game? Was it putting? Was it iron play? Was it driving? Whatever it was. I think AK will get a good you know, idea of what he needs to work on. But I think it's just fascinating that, you know, your golf swing can, I mean, I was marveling at how good it looked. I mean, when he started hitting drivers, I was just standing there and I was like, I mean, how good's the position that he puts it in at the top? I mean, the impact positions, you know, I took a bunch of slow-mo video for myself. And when you slow it down, you know, the positions are really, really good in slow motion, in positions. AK swing looks solid, looks good. It looks like someone that has played golf at an incredibly high level. It looks like someone that has won tournaments on the PGA Tour, that has played in Ryder Cups. I mean, his golf swing passes the look test. But again, there's so much more to golf than just the way your golf swing looks. And I hope everyone listening takes what AK went through last week and applies it to their own game and says, okay, there's what I do on the driving range, and then there's what I do when I'm actually playing golf. And I think last week is probably the best example I can give to everybody listening that playing the game of golf is more important than what your golf swing looks like. Okay, yeah, Anthony hit some bad shots, and part of that has to do with his golf swing. I think he needs more reps, something that, you know, Tiger Woods has made famous and made a constant statement. You know, you hear players say that, but he does. He needs reps. He needs more practice. He needs more rounds of golf. So I would imagine that he's probably going to be playing a lot of golf and hitting a lot of golf balls. And, you know, he'll go on the driving range. He'll figure out what works and what doesn't work. His golf swing definitely looked faster on the driving range. It looked more committed on the driving range than it did on some of the shots on the course. And again, I think that's a great parallel that everybody can take for their own game, that you're trying to swing the golf club on the driving range the same way you swing it on the golf course, which, listen, that's hard to do, right? I mean, you've got out of bounds, you've got water, you've got hazards, you've got all of these things. So he, from what I was looking at, he was definitely making committed golf swings, and the golf swings looked a little bit more committed on the driving range, the irons and the driver as well. I mean, he was able to kind of swing at it on the range, and then on the golf course, it at times it looked a little bit like he was steering it. And you all, if you're a regular listener of the pod, have heard me all the time say, one of the best things that you can do on the golf course is to say, okay, let me make a committed golf swing, okay, to a not aggressive target. So just making committed golf swings to conservative targets, right? But I also think last week is an example of you can not get off to a good start. I think the positive Anthony will take were the long string of pars that he put together. I think that's important because you don't want to go out and shoot 90 and stuff. And listen, there were a lot of people that wanted him to fail. And you see those people. I think anybody that wants Anthony Kim to fail and to not do well is doing that for their own reasons. And I think that, you know, he's going to get better. He's going to get more comfortable. I would imagine, you know, he'll maybe go at some pins as the golf swing gets better that maybe he wasn't, or maybe he just says, listen, I'm just going to try and be really, really conservative and minimize all the mistakes that I'm making and try and, you know, stay away from the big numbers. I thought the first day, his opening round, to not have any really, really big numbers, I thought was a win. He threw in some doubles, which I expected him to do. And again, that's a massive reason why he was shooting the scores that he was shooting. But I think when you, over this coming year, I think Anthony Kim, you know, he's going to play a lot on LIV. And I think it's going to be a very cool opportunity for all of us as golf fans and as golfers to watch someone kind of come back and watch how he handles the comeback, what he does. He worked the majority of his professional career with Adam Shriver as his instructor. Adam works on the PGA Tour with Sam Ryder, or at least did when I was still on tour. I haven't been on tour in a while, but Adam's a great coach. Does he link back up with him? Does Adam start coming out and traveling with him and helping him? Does he, you know, try the lone wolf thing and dig it out of the dirt? Does he get an instructor? Does he hire somebody to help him with his golf swing, to help him with his golf game? I think all of that is on the table. But I was really happy to see him again. I'm not friends with him. We're not boys. I knew him to say hello to him. But as a golfer and as a golf fan, I think it is an opportunity for some sense of redemption for AK. And I'd be interested to hear what his goals are, what he thinks is kind of a win for this year. Because I would imagine, given the type of personality that AK has that we've all been able to kind of, you know, watch, he always had a tremendous amount of confidence. And I think that was one of the things that I always really liked about him, is he just didn't give a shit. He wanted to beat you. He had a lot of swag. And, you know, you can still see some of that there. You know, he looks different. He's got the long hair. He's got the sleeve tat on the left arm. I'm here for all that, right? Listen, a lot of people were talking about how he looks and how he was dressed and all that stuff. I'm just glad the kid's back. I hope he gets, you know, he can, hopefully this can be the catalyst to helping him find some happiness. He was over in Saudi Arabia, and I know he's this week here in Hong Kong. He's got his wife and his young daughter with him, and it was cool to see that too. You know, and I think that's, in talking to some people that know AK, I think that's one of the things that has driven him to want to come back and play competitive golf again, so that his daughter maybe one day can see him and remember him playing golf. But it was a really cool week. And I'm excited. I didn't see him today, but I know DJ and Pat Perez were gonna. They were definitely gonna try and play a practice round with him this week. And I think that would be really. That's the other thing. I think Anthony's kind of been on his own, doing his own thing for, you know, the better part of, you know, 12 years now. But I do think it will be helpful. There are so many good players on LIV, regardless of what everybody listening, whether they like LIV or they don't LIV, I don't care. I really don't. But there is some serious talent on LIV. You walk up and down the driving range, and I think Anthony Kim is walking up and down the driving range with some of the best players in the world. And so I think it will be massively beneficial for him to play practice rounds with some of these guys, to play a practice round with DJ and Brooks and Cam Smith and John Rahm and all of these. Bryson, I think, you know, he's going to learn a lot and see and kind of be able to gauge his game a lot. You know, the players, you know, the big players like to play, especially around the majors. I mean, I've said this on the pod before. DJ and Brooks play a lot of practice rounds with Rory around major championships, right? Because they're trying to kind of get an idea of what their games look like, what their strategies look like, and all of that kind of stuff. So I think that's going to be something that that is going to be massively beneficial for AK, is to get back out and play some practice rounds with some of the best players in the world, some of the best ball strikers in the world. And I think that'll give him a very good gauge on the things that he needs to work on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I think this is going to be a fascinating year to watch a player that was one of the best players in the world that had so much talent, and to watch him kind of navigate where golf is in 2024. The game has changed. Equipment has changed. Technology has changed. What we know about the body and stuff. He was injured. So hopefully the injury has healed and he can get back to playing golf. But I think he was really honest in his interviews and said, listen, you know, one of the cool things is he said he played so bad that he thought it was a positive because, I mean, he can only go up. He is a competitive person. And he doesn't want to come and shoot, you know, a bunch over par every week. I mean, obviously not. So I'm excited. And as golf swing nerd, as someone that whose entire life is looking at golf swings, I got to be honest with you. In the last week, I've spent a lot of time looking at AK swing, just, you know, because it's he's back and it's cool to see. And I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited to see what he can do. And I think this is going to be a very interesting thing for all of you to follow. And like I said, this is basically what we all go through, right? We hit it good on the range. Our practice sessions are good. And then we go out and we shoot over par. And then we come back and go, okay, what do we need to work on? And I think part of this is going to be technical golf swing. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I do think that if he can get more control over his golf ball, if he can control the trajectory, control the flight, control the shots, I think that's going to make it. I think the putting in the short game is the easiest low-hanging fruit. You put some time in on that, get some reps in on that, and he'll start to feel comfortable. And I think this week it's going to be a different test. And I'm excited and I'm interested to see how a really, really different type of golf course than we played last week. You know, last week, desert, very much like Scottsdale, very much like Palm Springs, wide open. Wind blows a lot because that golf course in Jeddah is right on the Red Sea. So you can get some really windy days. But here in Hong Kong, it's a different animal. It's a different type of golf course. It's tree lined. It's more parkland. It's very, very different. And I think it's cool to kind of get these two different golf courses for AK early. And then I think he'll have a really good idea of where his game is. But I'm a fan. I want him to succeed. And if he was playing and getting some sponsors invites on the PGA Tour, I'd want him to succeed there as well. But if you think, and if if you're trying to use Anthony Kim coming to LIV as a reason to think that LIV is a joke and everything like that, if he wasn't going to LIV, he was going to the PGA Tour and he was going to get invites and you would have seen him there. So regardless of where he's playing, I'm excited. I think it's a big story. I think he is a needle mover. And we'll see how that plays out. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see him at some point this year on a leaderboard. I think his good will be good. And if he can minimize and limit how bad the bad is, I think he can start playing some competitive golf and some decent golf again. And I am 100% here for it. AK being back, I think it's a good thing. It's just my opinion. I'm sure everybody else listening has theirs, but I saw it up close. I got to talk to him and it's pretty damn cool. Something I never thought that we would see again. Can't thank everybody enough for listening. If you haven't listened to last week's episode with Victor Hovland, it was good. It was a really good one. And there are a ton of good podcasts with a bunch of good guests. We're going to continue to try and get more guests. Son of a Butch comes to you every Wednesday. We will see you all next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.